This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President-elect Joe Biden has pledged to go to war against the coronavirus. As AP Sagar Meghani reports, Biden held a health care roundtable on a day that the United States passed more than 250,000 dead from the COVID-19 pandemic.
States are facing massive shortfalls because of lost tax revenue, which could threaten local health care systems, law enforcement, and education. Biden suggests congressional Republicans are hesitant to give states the federal money they need because they're afraid of retribution from President Trump.
And hopefully when he's gone, they'll be more willing to do what they know should be done, has to be done, in order to save the communities they live in.
Biden spoke while meeting virtually with frontline health workers from across the nation. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
New York City's school district, the largest in the United States, will halt in-person learning on Thursday. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, in announcing the move on Wednesday, said nobody wants it, but he believes it is necessary.
Unfortunately, as of today, on our 7-day rolling average for coronavirus positivity, New York City has hit exactly 3.0%. And as a result, we do need to close our schools for the coming days.
The mayor's decision came as government officials in dozens of states have weighed or implemented shutdown measures in recent days to stem an unprecedented rate of new COVID-19 infections heading into the winter. 41 U.S. states have reported daily record increases in COVID-19 cases in November. 20 have registered new all-time highs in coronavirus-related deaths from day to day. 26 have reported new peaks in hospitalizations, according to a Reuters news agency tally of public health data. This is VOA News. Final results from Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine trial showed its shot had a 95% success rate and 2 months of safety data. As Reuters' Soria Ali reports, that paves the way for the drug maker to ask U.S. government officials for an emergency authorization within days.
Pfizer, an American company, and its German partner BioNTech had released their initial results only a week ago that showed 90% effectiveness. Pfizer's new rate would make it the highest of any candidate in late-stage clinical trials so far. Moderna on Monday released preliminary data for its vaccine, showing similar effectiveness, 94.5%. Both have raised hopes for an end to a pandemic that has so far killed more than 1.3 million people.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. The first at-home rapid coronavirus test has been approved. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The first rapid coronavirus test that can be performed and developed entirely at home has won approval from federal regulators. The Food and Drug Administration has granted emergency authorization to the 30-minute test kit from Lucira Health. The Lucira test allows users to swab themselves to collect a nasal sample. The sample is then swirled in a vial that plugs into a portable device that interprets the results and displays whether the user tested positive or negative for COVID-19. The test will require a prescription. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The United States Wednesday imposed sweeping new sanctions against Iran, blacklisting a foundation controlled by Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. The sanctions announced by the Treasury Department marked the latest action to enforce the U.S.'s maximum pressure campaign on Iran. President Donald Trump filed Wednesday for a recount of Wisconsin's two largest Democratic counties, paying the required $3 million cost and alleging that they were the sites of the worst irregularities, although giving no evidence of illegal activity. The recounts in Milwaukee and Dane counties will begin Friday and have to be done by December 1st. Biden won statewide by more than 20,000 votes based on canvassed results submitted by the counties. Meanwhile, the Republican Secretary of State of Georgia says a hand recount of votes there is not likely to change the tally. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger told CNN he fully expects the election results not to change and to be certified on time by Friday. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News. The hits.